Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 46. And the Bible verses are from Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. And this is how they read. It says, "This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord." And that is from the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 9, 23 and 24. I was thinking tonight about pride and how pride is so bad. And these verses are to steer me away from pride. Pride stands in the way of my trusting and relying on God. And if I don't do that, if I don't lean on God, I wander and I begin leaning on things that are not God. And that is wrong. God wants me to know Him and love Him. And He wants that because He wants me to have the best life possible. That shows how much He loves us. It's not just me He wants that for. He wants that for us. In this passage here from Jeremiah chapter 9, 23 and 24, Jeremiah is a prophet that is speaking to the southern kingdom. You remember and you know where we are right now in our reading as we read through the Bible. There is no northern and southern kingdom. There's only one kingdom, and that is the kingdom of the Israelites who have come out of Egypt, and now they are going into the promised land. And before they went into the promised land, they were actually led by Moses. Moses has died, and where we are in Judges 2, their second leader, Joshua, has also died. And as things go along, the Israelites are going to lose sight of who they are as a people. And they end up getting into civil war, and the war divides the kingdom into a north and a south kingdom. And the northern kingdom was very, very belligerent. They were people who served false gods very easily. And because of their mistake of doing that, because God had warned all of them not to get into idolatry, the northern kingdom was actually taken out. They were destroyed. They were taken out by the Assyrians. They were attacked and destroyed. And just as God had warned, you know, this thing happened, the destruction happened. But unfortunately, the southern kingdom at this very time now is walking toward the same end. It's almost like what happens sometimes. We can see people going in the wrong direction, and you would think that we would not do the same thing. But that's not always the case, and part of it is our pride. And we think that we're different. They might have gotten destroyed, you know, by doing X, Y, Z, but not us. We're too smart. We're smart enough, you know. And so Jeremiah was trying to wake the people up. And you might remember, you know, we were in the book of Jeremiah around Christmas time or around, you know, the end of the year. And poor Jeremiah, please, people did not listen to him. They did mean things to him. all of these things. And the people, when Jeremiah was speaking to them about their sin, they were people who thought, you know, what we might say today, I'm good, I'm all right, you don't need to talk to me about these things, because they were wise people by the world standard. They were wise, they were powerful, they were wealthy, but they had no real relationship with God. In the long run, this is what is important, and this is what this verse is saying. You know, don't boast about these things that are going to go up in smoke when Jesus comes back. And so they were forgetting, and some of them were just plain out ignoring the warning of judgment that was going to come if they didn't change, and it did come. We learned that. If we look at this passage, though, these two passages, there are some words that reoccur, and is, you know, we need to look and learn from them. One of them is that word boast, that boasting. You know, we can take pride in anything, but we really don't need to be boasting about anything. The Bible tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord, so nothing that we have acquired came about on our own. We needed the Lord's help. We needed the help of other people. So the Bible says, don't boast. Do not boast. And especially don't boast of those things that they were talking about, the wisdom and the power, you know, that they were talking about and the riches. No. God says, what you need to be boasting about is me and my character. He talks about understanding of how do we understand God. Well, that's a God thing. God is the one that brings understanding, and he brings understanding to those who are surrendered to him. If my heart is surrendered to him, he will open up understanding for me. It comes only from God. Also, one of the words that comes in there is know. You know, he understands and knows me. In other words, God is asking for me to have intimacy, to have an intimate relationship where I know him. And in order to know someone, we have to have a commitment of time. If we say we want to know someone and we don't make time to be in their presence and to talk with them and to listen to them, no, we won't know them. And the same thing is true about the Lord. If we really want to know him, we have to give him the time, and we have to have the willingness to go deeper into his word. One of the words used as well, too, when the Lord was describing himself, he says that I am the Lord, he says, who exercises kindness. You know, when we think of the word kind, we think of this loving behavior that is ongoing. It's not this little spotty little loving behavior like we want something from somebody, so, ooh, we can be so sweet, you know, but once we get what we want and other things, we could just turn into a little demon if we were not careful. And so we want to be like the Lord. And he tells us that we have to exercise things. The things that he tells us to do, you know, what we need to be, is not a one and done. It's something that we have to repeatedly work at doing. Kindness is one of those things. The other one is justice. One thing that we can depend upon from the Lord is that he doesn't play favorites. You know, we have an equal opportunity for his forgiveness. He died for the world. That's what even it tells us in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And so Yeah, he is a just God, and that this his goodness, his blessing, equally available to us all. But we have to let go of our own agenda and turn to him, surrender to him. That is how we open the door for all these beautiful gifts. And the other thing he says about himself is that he's righteous. He is the standard. And we just can't go by what other people say is right. We have to know, what does God say is right? What does that look like? And so, again, we don't want to follow the pattern of the world. The pattern of the world, again, is, you know, I'm wise and I'm wonderful. You know, I'm powerful. I have riches. But again, God wants us to know that these things will pass away. They're going to pass away. And so the prayer that I have is, dear Father, show us what is truthfully in our hearts. You know, we don't want to act like the Israelites. Lord, the Israelites, they thought they were okay. The Judahites, I should say, because the northern kingdom had already been taken out. But the people who were in Judah, nah, they didn't want to hear what Jeremiah was saying because they felt they were all right. You know, nothing wrong here. You know, and they were even, some of them, if you go back, they were temple goers. They went to the temple and they gave lip service. It would be like what we would have today. You know, people who are in church, but they have no idea about the standards of the Lord. And that's important for us to know. Otherwise, we can be fooled, because we look around us and we compare ourselves to other people and we think, you know, I'm fine compared to so-and-so. Please, I'm fine. No, that's not the standard that God is wanting us to look at. It's the standard that he has in his word. So, Father, please, let us stay in your word and show us where we are in denial of our sinful behavior. And draw us close to you, Lord. And let us practice your character so that the world will know, that they will know about Jesus Christ, Father. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen.